Understanding the Fear of the Lord by Lynette Kittle, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Growing up, I had a healthy respect, or as some might describe, fear of my parents. Not that I grew up fearing them, but rather knew they deeply loved me and had certain guidelines they wanted me to follow. As a kid, I didn't really understand how their standards were for my good and in my best interest to keep me safe and help me grow up healthy. In my childish thinking, it just seemed like they were trying to keep me from having fun and getting my own way. Likewise, it's difficult for many individuals to understand what it means to fear the Lord. Scripture may seem like it's contradicting itself by telling you to fear God, like in Proverbs 24:21, yet at the same time assuring you that God has not given you a spirit of fear in 2 Timothy 1:7. So what does it mean to fear the Lord, and how is it different from being fearful of Him? Proverbs 8:13 describes it this way: to fear the Lord is to hate evil. Hating evil means you detest and stay away from the things God hates, and choose to love and follow after the things He loves. So how is it possible to distinguish between what God hates and what He loves? Begin by studying Scripture. Through reading it, you'll gain understanding to help you differentiate between the two. Because if you don't know what's true, you won't be able to tell what isn't true. Knowing God's Word is foundational to recognizing what's false. Proverbs 16:6 states, "Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided." Do you know Christians who seem to be led astray? If so, it's probably because they haven't grown in their knowledge of God's Word and aren't able to distinguish between good and evil. Romans 1:21 says how easy it is for individuals to be led astray. It says, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened." Hebrews 5:12 explains how many by now ought to be able to teach the Word to others, but instead they need someone to teach the elementary truths of it all over again to them. To grow in understanding, Hebrews 5:14 describes how solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have themselves to distinguish good from evil. If you're looking to grow in your knowledge and relationship with God, don't be afraid of the Lord, but fear Him. When you do, you will bring, as it says in Proverbs 9:10, wisdom and understanding to your life.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.